Hey, this is Jeff Sanders, and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast, episode number 454. Your set point is the problem. How to change your default behaviors. Good morning, and welcome to the 5 a.m. Miracle. I am Jeff Sanders, and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My goal is to help you bounce out of bed with enthusiasm, create powerful, lifelong habits, and of course, tackle your grandest goals with extraordinary energy. And yes, today I've had a lot of caffeine, so we're going to have a lot of that energy in the episode this week. And speaking of this episode, I will break down what a set point is, how to change your set point, and what that means for the future of your ambitious goals. Let's get to it. Do we rise to the occasion when it matters most? This is an important question, and the actual answer is no. It's a common misconception that we rise to the occasion when we are under stress or challenged to be our best. But what actually happens is that we fall to the level of our training, our habits, and our default behaviors. In other words, we act in accordance with our set point. Now, a popular quotation on this topic comes from the Greek lyrical poet Archilochus. I just butchered that name. But anyway, what the quotation says is, we don't rise to the level of our expectations. Instead, we fall to the level of our training. So what's happening here is that we have moments of stress, moments where we are challenged, moments in life where we have to be our best. And we think, we assume that we are pulling from these reserves of our best selves to then act in these moments when things are difficult. And to a certain degree, that can be true, but what's actually happening, you kind of pulling from those reserves or rising to the occasion, is actually you pulling from your training, your default habits in those moments. So is it possible for you to actually be better than ever when you're under stress? Of course. But where does that come from? Where does that best self originate? And the answer is what you've trained to do in those moments. Your training, your set point is the thing that determines not only your daily habits and your success day to day, but your success in those moments of stress. So this week, we're going to dig into how those set points play a pivotal role in your life, in your business, in your daily habits, and of course, in those moments of stress when you really want to be your best. So your set point is potentially a problem, or it's potentially an opportunity to improve how you perform each and every day, and of course, once again, in those moments where you need to be your best. So we're going to focus on this idea of a set point being a thing you can control, and how when you change your default behaviors, the entirety of your life and business will get better. So first, let's begin with what a set point actually is. Now, according to Google, which is a great place to begin, a set point is actually more specifically targeted towards weight and body temperature. That's probably the most common way to think about it. So according to Google, a set point is a theory that states everyone's body has a genetically determined range of weight and temperature that their body will try to maintain to stay at optimal health. So in that sense, a set point is about this general range that your body tends to go back to, a homeostasis, an equilibrium. Your body is trying to maintain this sense of harmony at these ideal weights and body temperatures so you can be your best. When it comes to set points in regards to personal growth or in regards to daily habits, the same thing tends to be true. We tend to kind of fluctuate around a certain norm, a certain set of this is how my life operates. This is who I am in these moments. And whether it's under stress or whether it's an easy day, whether you're in a new location or you're just at home hanging with the family, you're going to tend to operate in the same kind of general habits and rhythms as you have in the past. The question becomes, if you want to grow, if you want to improve, if you want your life to be better than it's ever been, well, then we're not going to just change something like getting another degree in school or starting a business or running a marathon, right? These bigger kind of fluctuation points that sound nice on paper. The way to change your life is you change your everyday experience. and your habits are everything. Your set point that determines how you operate all the time. That's the thing to focus on, and when it improves, everything improves. So it may sound obvious then, if your set point is the thing that determines your success in your everyday experience, well then, if your set point is too low, that could be a big problem. If your average set point is too low, if your normal is not what you want, if your habits are actually destructive to you over time, or if your training lacks specificity, meaning that you are not prepared for the real-world scenarios you are going to face, you are therefore going to default to a lower set of standards than you intended. Right? Your set point, this thing that is your habits, your norm, when it is too low, when your day-to-day experience is not what you want, well, then that's an opportunity. Yes, it could be a problem, but it's an opportunity to improve. So our goal here is to create a new reality, a reality for you that has a lot of room for great improvement, a reality that says that your normal state of being is the best it could possibly be, as opposed to one that when it's graphed out over time, kind of stays the same or even declines. We would rather see a norm that is gradually increasing to be better. And that's the intention here. It's not immediate success. It's not some big fluctuation point that says I did one big thing, hoorah, there it is. No, that's too easy. In fact, we're looking for something that's actually way more challenging on face value, which is to change who you are every day. That's a much more difficult challenge than a single success point. But I would argue that is actually the best fight to have, the best goal to pursue, the best personal growth ambition to focus on, is to change and improve who you are each and every day. Let's now look at how default behaviors actually work. We can use the example here of a soldier. Soldiers tend to be the kinds of people we think of who have these great skills and great training, and that when they are presented with a great military challenge, they can rise to the occasion because they've trained for those moments. Well, when a challenge presents itself, your training is going to determine your response, your reaction to the stimulus that's taking place. And typically, we're going to see the three main responses, which would be fight, flight, or freeze. So to fight, of course, you engage with your current skills. You dig in and you say, I'm going to take this thing head on. For flight, you would run away. You would procrastinate, avoid. You would try to find any way to not engage because your skills are preventing you from winning this battle. You believe that fleeing is the smartest choice, which could be the smartest choice or could just be your default response that actually isn't the best. And finally, the last response could be to freeze, which means you cannot cope with what's happening. You just simply have the deer in the headlights response, and your body doesn't know what to do. Your mind doesn't have the training to handle because it's just too much at once. So our goal is to figure out how can we have the best possible default behaviors when life happens to us. And not every single stressful moment requires us to fight. Sometimes the best thing is to run away. Other times it is to be a little more intelligent and find the best response. But we're trying to figure out how do we change ourselves internally so that we are prepared for those moments. Because most of life is fairly predictable. Most extreme examples aren't actually that extreme. We tend to face the same battles over and over again. And so our goal is to make sure we have the skills available for those typical, common, everyday occurrences. Now, knowing that your set points will dictate your response, that means that your current skills determine how you respond to that challenge. And skills are interesting because those can be learned. They can be changed and improved. You do not have to stay the same person you are today because you can get better, which is exciting. That's the opportunity here. Skills give you the ability to improve that response time, to improve the response itself. Now, your worst habits may reveal themselves when you are pushed and challenged and tested, which is also encouraging because then it tells you, here are my worst habits. Here's how I potentially failed in this moment, which means now I have more clarity on what to improve and what skills to then go gain to get better over time. Now, knowing that you can change your set point and therefore change your default behavior, that gives you the opportunity to ask those questions of what can I do now? What actions can I take to improve? What skills can I gain now? You probably already know the kinds of challenges you face on a daily basis, the kinds of rhythms and habits that take place, and you probably already know there are opportunities in my life here and now that can be changed, that can be improved. The goal is to identify those in a specific way and have a specific plan to tackle them. And then over time, your set point will get better because it's targeting the daily activities that actually define what your set point is addressing. This podcast is all about productivity, and one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas, and with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following, I can customize my portfolio, and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor. YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com. That's YahooFinance.com. The 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook is available now on Audible, Amazon, and Apple Books. It's full of specific how-to advice and action steps to help you wake up early, dominate your day, and achieve your life's grandest goals. It's 4 hours of energy-packed audio that's read by me. And the audiobook walks you step-by-step through the 5 a.m. Blueprint, which is my 7-step productivity framework. You will learn how to set your grandest goals, craft clear boundaries around your work, optimize your ideal week, and discover what the pros do to get the most out of their day. Just visit 5ambook.com to get your copy of the 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook today. Once again, that's 5ambook.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So now that we've acknowledged that set points can be improved, they can be changed, the ultimate question is how? What are you going to do to actually get these things to be better? How does your day-to-day life actually improve? Well, to focus on the how, we begin with the best and most obvious example, which is training. It is practicing the new skills that you need to improve over time. And the best perspective or philosophy, the way to approach training, ultimately is through identity. When you change how you view yourself, you're going to change yourself to someone who is in training all the time around the areas you want to improve. And the best place, I think, to begin with identity are the titles you use to define yourself. You are an athlete, as an example, or a chef, or a CEO, entrepreneur, marathon runner, author, speaker, spouse, son, daughter. You are changing the way you view yourself by changing the titles you associate with who you are and how you operate. Titles have a lot of power, and they're tied directly to who you are and how you view yourself. And then those titles, that identity, that specific vision of who you want to be, can then determine the types of skills you want to bring into your life, the types of training that you will engage in. And so the way that I tend to view this is I identify first a problem or opportunity that I want to pursue. There's some area of my life or business that needs an adjustment. So then you take that challenge and say, well, what identity, what title would best associate me with the solution that I want? And once you identify that, you can then create the training schedule associated with that title and that solution. To be more specific, let's use an example of someone who is an athlete. Let's say your goal is to lose weight. Your goal is to be healthier. So in that example, let's imagine that someone who wants to improve their health would then set the solution as a major physical fitness event. Like, let's use a triathlon as a good one there. Well, if your goal is to complete a triathlon, you would then have to change your identity to a triathlete. That becomes your title. Well, as a triathlete, what would I do? How would I live my life differently than someone who is not a triathlete? And that then determines your training schedule, because you immediately go from someone who says, well, I wasn't this person before, I'm going to adopt this new title now, and then adopt a lifestyle, a training schedule that fits with this new identity. And that's when you begin to set milestones and individual goals. You measure your progress over time. You change your calendar to adapt to the new version of you that you're going to be taking very seriously, because you're changing who you are based upon your title, your identity, your daily habits, and the goals you are pursuing. All of these things are connected around your new vision. So if you want to change your default behaviors, you want to change your set point, all of that is predicated on the idea that you're going somewhere. All of this is based on you specifically targeting the growth you want. You're not going to get better generically. Your default behaviors will not improve arbitrarily. These are going somewhere specific. And that specific direction you're going is based on the goals you set, which then, of course, change your identity, change your title, change your habits, change your calendar. They're all connected to where you are going. So the underlying message here, maybe the overlying umbrella message here, is that your set point, your default behaviors all improve when you choose where you are going and specifically what you want. With that in mind, everything else tends to flow very logically from that specific direction. Now, what's also interesting is that throughout this process, as you change your identity, as you change your title, as your habits begin to improve, one thing that you'll notice is that you'll tend to begin to ask these kinds of questions, like, what would a triathlete do in this scenario? What would a CEO of the company do in this situation? Because what's happening is that your regular self, the you of an everyday scenario, thinks in a certain way, makes certain choices. But when you change who that person is, when you change that title, change that identity, you're changing your mind. You're changing the questions you tend to ask, which then leads you to making different choices, right? We all have the same amount of time every day, but we're all making different choices with that time. And so the only way for you to get where you are to where you want to be is different decisions. And as those choices change based upon the direction you want to go, the results will follow. You will then see those fruits of that labor that will come about because you decided to do something different than you did before. That process of making different choices, number one, that's what change is. It's getting, you're different than before, but it's also going to butt you up against some really difficult choices. You're going to have to struggle here. Now, you don't have to struggle, but you will. Struggle is baked into this process. Set points don't get better easily. Now, I love the perspective of making this process simple and easy, but I'll be the first to tell you that changing who you are at the core is one of the most difficult things you could ever do. There are many theories out there that say you can't do this, that your default core self is unchangeable. I do not believe in that. I absolutely believe you can change who you are. I know that because I've done that. That's been my personal growth pursuit for decades now. I've seen it. I've lived it. And of course, those I've worked with have seen that as well. You have seen that in yourself as well, I'm sure. So before we go any further, just pause for a second and acknowledge that change is not only possible, but it is for you, that improvement is the direction you're headed, and that challenge is a good thing. The struggle is a good thing, and that process, the opportunities that come about from this, will make you a better person in the midst of those obstacles. And of course, along that same process, when you are training through these more difficult challenges, you are improving your default response. Yes, that's the goal. But you're also getting better at turning down temptations. You're getting better at saying yes to adventures. You're improving how you seek out opportunities to improve more often because you're looking for them. Right? What's happening here is a complete mindset shift that goes from someone who says, potentially, I'm a victim, I'm struggling, life is hard, to someone who says, here's what I want, here's where I'm going, here's what's possible for me, here's where I can go, and I'm super excited to go down these new paths. Like, that's a massive change. From someone who is struggling to someone who is succeeding, the difference here is how you view yourself and how you view the opportunity to make that shift from where you are to where you can be. Now, the opposite is also true. When you're not training, when you're not pursuing a bigger goal, your default response will decline over time. You will accept those temptations and those distractions. You are then not prepared to say yes to new challenges, and you will actually decline opportunities in order to pursue something easier because it's more familiar. This may sound very common to a lot of us, that when you're not in that moment of training, you take the easy path. You take the easy yes. The couch looks comfortable. The ice cream in the fridge looks appealing. But when you're training, when you're actually getting better, you have a different response to those same scenarios, a different, healthier, and better response. And that's where we're going. This podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Allergies are my nemesis and always have been. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the whole day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Now, the second major way to change your default response, to change your set point, of course, is to change your daily habits. What I just focused on before, this aspect of training, this aspect of identity shift, that's the high level, very important first step. But when all of that is done well, it very easily, it very quickly moves to changing how you respond every day. Because what you do ultimately every day, that's the thing that defines who you are. Your habits are your life. Your habits are your future success. Your habits will easily predict where you will be and how long it will take to get there. The only question about where will I be a year from now, that can so easily be answered with what have you done in the last 12 months? You're going to do the exact same thing in the next 12 months. It's so easy to predict. And the only thing that will change that is you deciding to change that. Prediction of the future is a very logical thing because we know who we have been, and we know that those things don't tend to change unless some major force outside of us changes our path, which does happen, but most often, we just stay on the same path because we are not interested in change. Becoming the kind of person who can predict their future in a better way, to see growth over time, says, I can see growth in my past. I can see that a year ago, I was worse off than I am today, which means I got better, which means a year from now, I'll be better than I am today. So on this journey to change our default behaviors, to improve our set points over time, we have covered identity shifts and the titles that come with that, the training of new skills to, of course, get better at those things we want to practice each and every day, and the daily habits that we need to make sure that we are better every day in regards to those things that we do over and over again. There's more to it than that, though, especially when it comes to the knowledge and the consumption of new material. In other words, what comes in is what comes out. We all know that watching television, or mindless TV, in fact, will only really give us more knowledge of entertainment, which doesn't actually help us improve much. As opposed to reading great books, going to conferences, having great mentorships and mastermind groups, and intentionally pursuing personal growth so we can be better at anything and everything that we could choose. What all this really says is, you become what you think about. This is a topic I've covered in detail in this podcast before, but it fits really well with this conversation. Your thoughts will determine your actions. Your thoughts will determine your set point. They will determine your default actions in every scenario. Ultimately, your thoughts are your most important habits. What you think is the foundation of what you do. So when you change your thoughts, you change your actions, you change your habits, you change your results, and then over time, that changes your set point. It changes your default response to the scenarios you're going to experience over and over and over again. So to go back to this idea of what comes in is what comes out, when you change what you consume, you block yourself from social media, you turn off the TV, you pick up a book, you talk to a smart mentor, you learn a new skill, you take a course, you watch a great YouTube series on something you've never seen before. You are specifically targeting, here are areas of my life that I'm letting things in that don't work, and then shifting that to something that actually does work for you so that what comes out of your life, what you think about, what you do, is different and better because you are different and better because what you consumed is different and better. Your input sources really matter. Every single time you pick up your phone to look at Facebook or you turn on the TV to watch Netflix, whatever the thing is you tend to default to do, what if that default response was different? What if you didn't do the things that aren't serving you and instead you did something that does? What comes in is what comes out. So figure out in your life where you are doing things that aren't providing the results you want and make that pivot. And finally, on this path to change our set points, we want to build boundaries. Set points are guided by your boundaries. If you let yourself get off the path, you will. If you have no guardrails in place, you will be tempted, distracted, and off course. Not having boundaries opens the door to your set point getting worse over time. Your default behaviors will decline if there's nothing to hold them in place. As opposed to having boundaries, where you keep yourself focused on growth, where you prevent distraction in an intentional way. The goal of boundaries, which I've covered before in the show, is to ensure that you stay where you are and you improve. The goal is to prevent decline, to make sure we're not going to go backwards. We don't want that. That's not helpful. So in your pursuit of better default behaviors, better set points, better habits, better results, identify those areas where things tend to slip, where procrastination tends to show up, where you tend to not do the thing you said you would do, and figure out where a boundary could help keep you on track, to hold you accountable to what you said you would do, to what you said you wanted from your life. It's one thing to acknowledge a vision, a dream, a fantasy. It's a completely different way of life to actively pursue those things. Everyone has fantasies. Everyone has dreams. Everyone has goals. But very few people are taking the steps to actually go get those things they want. Become that person. Have those boundaries to keep you on track to pursue that long term. That's it. That's the whole process to guarantee that what you said you would do will actually potentially happen because you have stopped yourself from not doing it. You've prevented the worst case scenario. So to sum this whole thing up, I know I've covered a lot this week. I threw a lot at you. I apologize that the episode this week was a bit more intense than usual, but I'm extremely excited about this concept of set points. Default behaviors, daily habits, these concepts that are based around our ability to change and improve is at the core of what personal growth is, the core of personal development, the essence of what it means to be better tomorrow than we are today is based in all of this content. So if you want change, if you want bigger goals, if you want to improve, you have the chance to do so today. You have the chance to change who you are in the future and to not be the same person you were yesterday. And that's exciting. That's extremely, extremely exciting because that means the opportunities exist to make tomorrow an awesome day. And the work for that begins now. So I'm excited to hear your feedback in the episode this week. If you want to email me personally, go right ahead. Jeff@jeffsanders.com is my email address. I will happily discuss this with you. If you have questions about this topic or trying to figure out what your next path in life might be, go ahead and email me. I'd love to hear from you. And for the action step this week, give yourself a new title. You know, one of the things that I have found to be the most helpful over time, especially in regards to changing my habits and changing my results and improving my own set points, is to change who I am as a person and the titles that I use that go with that. So give yourself a goal and give yourself a title that fits what that goal embodies. Be someone new and have that change occur right now. JeffSanders.com/454 is the place to go for episode notes. And of course, subscribe to this podcast in the app you're using right now, or go to JeffSanders.com/subscribe to see a lot more apps available. That's all I've got for you here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast this week. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers, Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.